Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a nice Lag BaOmer. We'll talk about it a little bit, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit of Lag BaOmer at the end of this year. But just to continue the halachos of responses during tefillah, we're going through the davening, especially nogeya, when a woman comes late to davening, especially when she comes to shul and she comes late, and she needs to know what a person is allowed to answer in the middle of davening. The amens, to Kaddish and Kedusha, and to Baruch Hu, to say Asher Yatzar, to Baruch on Thunder and Lightning, to Vizay Satayra, to the Amin, to the Baruchas Kainim. And we've been going through, and it feels very good to get all the halachos clear as we go step by step. Somebody did request for me to put out a chart of all the different responses at all the different points of davening. Bli Neder, I will get onto it. I know there's a Siddur, Tfilas Kolpe, and I think there's other Siddurim that have a chart in the back. If anybody has access to such a Siddur, if they can lend it to me, just so I could see the chart, just to get an idea of how to format it, I would greatly appreciate that. But Be'ez Hashem, Bli Neder, I'll get onto that as far as making a chart. Where we left off last time, we were discussing, first, two Shurim ago, we discussed Halachos of Bein HaPrakim, in between the paragraphs of the Birchus Krishma and the Krishma itself. And last year we discussed the halachos of the Emtza Perek. When a person is in the middle of the brachos of Krishma, or in the middle of Krishma itself, what they are allowed to answer. Tonight we're going to discuss two different parts of davening. One of them is during the pasuk of Shema itself. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we assume La Halacha, also the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kavam Mechus Leilim Vaad. So the Halacha is Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Vav, that is very strict, and during that time, a person, you can't be mafsik for anything at all. It's very strict. You can't talk out, you can't answer Kaddish, Kedusha, or anything like that during the pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem. And the truth is, this is also when you're ending off any bracha. The Bir Halacha says that when you're saying any short bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, to a short bracha, or at the end of a longer bracha, at the end of Baruch Atah Hashem, towards the end, as we discussed by the end of Baruch Sha'amar and the end of Yishtabach, there it is much more strict, and that breaks up the whole bracha itself, and during Shema and Baruch Shem, and you are not allowed to answer anything at all. The Bir Halacha, who's also the Chafetz Chaim, says if a person does answer, they may even have to repeat it. He brings that from Chai Yadam, that he may even have to repeat the bracha or the Shema. So that is very strict. The person, of course, and I'm sure that's something that most of you would not do, at least during Shema and Baruch Shem, that a person cannot answer anything to the Chazan. After the brachos of Krishma, next, of course, comes Shmona Esrei. So next time, Be'ez Hashem, will discuss during the actual Shmona Esrei what to do. But you all know about the halacha, which is called Smichas Geula Letfila, which is also in Siman Samach Vav, that after the words Gal Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, at the end, all the way at the end of the brachos of Krishma, right before a person starts Shmona Esrei, so we need to put together the Geula to Tfila, which means that if a person is saying those brachos of Krishma, and you have to know how late a woman is allowed to say that. We discussed those halachas a number of shiurim ago, way towards the beginning. Can't be past the fourth hour into the day, after 4 hours into the day. But if a woman is saying it, it needs to be next to Shmona Esrei without being mafsik. If it's past 4 hours into the day, that we said from Abchaim Kineski and the Chazunish and Abayash and Abvazner, that women do not say those brachos, then you just leave it out totally. You don't start from Tehillos to Kehillelion or anything like that. I was once discussing that with somebody. You can't just say half of a bracha, you would just say Krishma and then just go straight to Shmona Esrei. But if you do say those brachos, that we discussed already, but if you do say those brachos, it needs to be connected to Shmona Esrei, and you can't be mafsik in between. The Shulchan Aruch says not to answer to Kaddish, do not answer to Kedusha or Kaddish Kaddish or anything like that. Rather, he says when you get to the words Osefela, then at that point he says you wait. Shulchan Aruch, together with the Mishnah Berurah, the words Osefela in Micha Mocha, right before Shmona Esrei, you could say it at that point, you could say Kaddish or Kedusha, but the best is to be careful and maybe wait even earlier, and then you will answer to whatever you need to answer. actually, for the words Gola Yisrael, there's actually machlokas if you say Amen to the Chazan, meaning even if you are together with the congregation, you're at the same point as them and you're going along with them, should you say Amen when the Chazan ends off Gola Yisrael? The Shulchan Aruch says no, the Ramah says yes, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says something that I'm sure some of you know, is that the custom is to end off the Bracha the same time as the Chazan. Therefore, when the Chazan ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Gola Yisrael, then you also end off the words Gal Yisrael, and the halacha is when you end off a bracha the same time as somebody else, you do not say Amen. So therefore that avoids the situation, avoids the machlokas, whether you should say Amen or not, that you end off Gal Yisrael the same time as the Chazan. The Yerushalmi says, and this is very, very important halacha, and a lot of people do not realize this, the Yerushalmi says, and this is brought by the Ramah in Kufir Aleph, that why do we need this halacha of smichas gula l'tfila? Where does that come from? So the answer is that it says in Tehillim, Kapitel Yotes, a famous pasuk, Yiu l'ratzein imri fi, v'hegoin libi l'fanacha, Hashem tzuri v'goyali. So it says, v'goyali, Hashem is my goyal, Hashem is my redeemer, Hashem is my savior. And then the next pasuk, right in Kapitel Chav, l'matzeich mizmah David, yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. So Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, that is Hashem answers me in my day of tzara, which means tefillah, crying out to Hashem. And it says Geula right before it. So based on that, we have Geula next to tefillah. Therefore, says the Ramah, that it's very important for Shabbos, some say that you do not need Smichas Gula L'Tfila, because Shabbos is not a day of Yom Tzara. I was actually just discussing that with my students, that a person is not allowed to make themselves sad on Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says we don't ask for special requests on Shabbos, because it makes a person sad that they're lacking certain things. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Samach Vav that on Shabbos, a person can say Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu and Amen to Hakel HaKadosh and okay, Shema Kolein is during the week, but a person is allowed to say those interruptions on Shabbos. So for the women that come to shul on Shabbos and they come late, like we keep on saying, then a person, when even if you're up to Gal Yisrael and you didn't start Shmona Esrei, you can answer to Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. It's different on Shabbos than during the weekday. Yom Tov is just like the weekday because there's also like a din, there's also judgment on Yom Tov, on water and on the tevua, on the crops and the wheat. So therefore, Yom Tov is similar to the weekday. But Shabbos, that's what the Mishnah Berurah comes out. And that's an important halacha to know. There are those that say, anyways, Smichas Gula Tefila, you're allowed to answer those special things. Okay, we don't paskan like that. But on Shabbos, that's important to know, that if you come late to shul on Shabbos and you finish Gal Yisrael, but you didn't start Shmona Esrei, you're allowed to answer to those things of the Chazan, the Kaddish, to say Amen and Amen Yishmei Rabba, and to Kedusha and Baruch Hu, to say Amen to other things, to stam brachos, that you're not allowed to do, and to talk to somebody else for sure, you are not allowed to do, but that's important to know for Shabbos. Today we celebrated the day of Lag BaOmer, and there's a custom that I'm sure many of you know of, that children play with bow and arrows on Lag BaOmer. And there's various reasons why is that the custom. Where does that come from, to play with a bow and arrow on Lag BaOmer? And one reason that I once heard was that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died on Lag BaOmer. There are those that say that he did not die on Lag BaOmer, but there are those that say that he did die on Lag BaOmer, that that's his yahrzeit. And Chazal tell us that no rainbow ever appeared while Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was alive. You'll know that the rainbow is a simon, that's a sign from Hashem that he will not destroy the world. It's a sign that Hashem wanted to destroy the world, but he promised by the Mabul that he won't. And then he shows a rainbow as a sign that he promised he won't destroy the world. Well, during the days of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we never needed the rainbow because Hashem never wanted to destroy the world, because we had Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in our midst. Once Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died on Lag BaOmer, then the rainbow was able to come back because we lost that merit of having Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Therefore, we bring out the bow and arrow because the bow is supposed to give a hint, to symbolize the rainbow, and that can come back now that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is no longer alive. And that teaches us a couple of lessons. One lesson is it teaches us that our tzaddikim protect us. They are a protection for us. And even if a great tzaddik dies that lives across the world and we think, oh, what do we gain from him? But we do gain from him, because the fact that he was alive, that's a protection for the whole world. But also, we see from the rainbow that many times Hashem wants to destroy the world, but he promised that he won't. And many times a person goes through a tzara, through a hard time, and they think, you know, Hashem is out to get me, and I've had such a bad life, and I have such a tzara, and I'm going through such a hard time, but there's always the possibility of looking at the good. And Hashem promises that He will not destroy us, and Hashem is always there backing us up, and will always take care of us. And every situation in life, whether it's a personal situation or every person, if you judge a person, has good and there's bad. And the idea is to focus on the good. And the words besimcha, which means in happiness, is the same letters as machshava. Because machshava means a person's thought process, and it's all up to a person's thought process to be besimcha. And Rav Pam used to say that people are looking, I think the way it went was, people are looking for the city of happiness, but they don't realize that it's all in the state of mind. And that's a cute expression, but really, if a person is happy and a person is able to focus on the positive, it all depends on a person's way, how they interpret things, and to realize that Hashem is on our side, Hashem is protecting us, and Hashem will never destroy the nation of Klal Yisrael, and He will protect us and each and every one of us throughout every step of our lives. Okay, everybody should have a good night.